Welcome to LA Radio Sessions. I'm your host, Mike Stark. LA Radio Sessions, it's where we explore all areas of pop culture, broadcasting, podcasting, and webcasting from the beautiful LA Radio Studio overlooking the LA Harbor at Portsacall Village in Los Angeles, California. All right, it's New Blues Festival month once again, and you know what that means. Everybody knows what that means. We bring Bobby, the Wheel, Barr in, and he introduces us to some great, great blues music, and tonight is no exception. Bobby?
Well, we have Shy But Fly here in the house, and she's got Shy But Fly All-Stars. We're going to be playing at the New Blues Festival.
Yes.
And how are you doing tonight, Shy?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Excellent.
Welcome, yeah. Shy.
Thank you.
And that's with two Ys?
Two Ys and Fly.
Two Ys and Fly. Yeah. One Y and Shy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, wait a minute. So how did this name evolve?
Yeah, let's get... Because
we know Mama Shy's in the house.
Short version. Okay. I used to be super shy. I would never talk. I would just, I don't know, smile and nod. And I had friends. I had a lot of friends. But one day, one of my friends heard me sing. I was like, oh my God. And they signed me up for some talent show. I did the talent show. And then after that, people were like, you barely speak, but you just blew people away when you were singing. Mm. So people started saying, hey, you shy, but you fly. Hey, shy, but fly. Hey, shy, but fly. And it kind of stuck.
It stuck.
And that's my name.
Wow. So where'd you grow up, Shy?
San Pedro.
San Pedro.
And I live in Long Beach, so yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're hometown girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when did you realize that music might be the thing for you? Was there a certain point? Because you're a young lady still.
Yeah, it's just, I think I knew when I was little. I used to sit down my parents and, you know, put on little talent shows and for my stuffed animals and stuff. I was just super shy, but I knew that I loved singing and I really wanted to sing. And I think, like with my name, when I did that talent show, I realized how much I liked doing it in front of people and sharing, you know, my art and my feelings. So
right. And you're also a poet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Who were your influences musically growing up? Did you fall into the same musical things that your friends were listening to, or did you to get to the blues, you might have had to make a little journey from maybe what you were your friends were listening to, for instance, right?
Yeah, like I always say, I'm an old soul. I listen to jazz and blues and classical music, you know. But then at the same time, I listen to rap, I listen to R&B, I listen to what's on the radio.
Right.
And a lot of my friends, I'll bring them into my jazz world and like my blues world, and they'll appreciate it. Of course, they're going to still listen to what they love like the most, but they appreciate different genres.
So you brought some of them into the other genres of music.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So do you add any little hip hop to your shows ever, or is it pretty much blues?
Well, it depends on what band and what night you catch me. Like tonight I'm playing a show. Well, yeah, I'm playing a show for the next couple days, actually. But I'm doing mostly spoken word, and I'm doing a solo set where I play a cajon and I do more R&B hip hop music.
So. I was going to ask you about that because it's more world music type of thing. Mm-hmm. How did that develop?
I don't know. I was just feeling creative one day, and I don't play guitar, and I play keys mostly when I'm writing my songs, but I kind of thrive off the drums, so I like how raw it is just to have the vocals and the drum beat, you know?
Right.
So that's how I got into it, and I just feel like it's different. I don't see a lot of people doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now we got Mama Shy here in the other room.
Yeah, she's
shy. How much of a musical influences did your parents have on you? Any?
Well, my mom always supported me and my music, and she always inspired me to do what I love and express myself, so I'm blessed in that regard. Mm-hmm. And she can sing too, but she doesn't
she's
sing.
Shy.
Yeah. She doesn't sing out
Mama
like,
shy.
In public
Mama
shy. Like me.
No record deal yet, right?
No. I I always say, like, I've had opportunities and I've had a lot of meetings and people approach me, but I'm happy singing at the level I'm at, you know, making a living out of what I'm doing. I'm happy. I could walk to the grocery store without 1,000 people, you know, rushing me or something like that. And I appreciate it. I love it at the level I'm at. If anything, I want to, once I make an album, I want to tour. I want to travel more. That's right. The next step.
So we can take them five down. You just go right into it, all right?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Rock me, baby. Rock me, baby.
Where did you get into the blues like that, girl? I mean, you're coming from another generation here.
I always say I'm an old soul. It's like engraved in me, you know? It just feels so right at home when I sing it, when I hear it, when I play it.
Right. Well, but you're a multifaceted artist. I mean, you're a poet. And you're a singer and you do different genres. I know that I believe the Shy But Fly All Stars is going to be a bit more of a rock and blues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do a lot of, I like to take a lot of like rock songs and Martin songs out right now and we call it blues it up, you
uh-huh.
know? Yeah,
right.
So we do a lot of that. But then we do a lot of like Bessie Smith, of course, B.B. King. Like we do a lot of the older blues as well. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. You know, the first time I saw you was at a Cadillac Zach show.
Yeah.
And you just blew my mind. Aww. I thought you were so good then.
Thank
you. You know, and I've been watching you over this has been 2 years now,
yeah.
hasn't it? Yeah. And you've been playing some really great gigs. But you did something interesting recently where you made a trip out to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And were you performing as a singer out there, or were you doing poetry, or?
Oh, I love New York. I felt right at home. You know, I did poetry. I did music. I played drums. I just dove right into like the artist scene. I was staying with a musician. I met so many different musicians. I even jammed the people on the subway, you know, because a lot of street performers. It was really, really fun. I'm going to go back and do some shows, plan ahead this time, because last time it was all impromptu, word of mouth. Hey, I'm in town. Where can I play?
Right.
You know,
right.
So I'm going to plan it ahead and like have some set shows. I'm really excited about New York.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great place to be. And we have Henry Harris with us here playing guitar. And otherwise known as Southside Slim. And you got some shows coming up, brother.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just hanging out with Shy But Fly, because whenever I'm doing something, she's always there for me, so you know I got her back, you know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
And I'm hoping you're going to be at my birthday party, right?
Yeah.
All right. No, that's January 31st. That's next Thursday. You going to be there?
Next Thursday.
All right, you heard it. She's going to be there, guys. Yeah. All right.
I like how you put me on the spot.
Wait a minute. You know, now, this is at the French
Quarter. That's going to be at the French Quarter Bar and Grill in Bellflower. It's my 60th birthday. All right, we're going to have that party. It's going to be all right. It's going to be off the hook. We got special guests, like, you know, he's come. But the people are what's important. But I have Dave Whittle coming down.
We got
James Gaston coming down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my good friend Ricky Hendrix, man, the blood brother, cousin of Jimi Hendrix, is going to come down and do a show. And, of course, we're going to have, it's also a pre blues festival jam session. So we hope, hopefully, we got a lot of guys. You just text me some names, some good guys are coming down.
We've got DJ Parker coming down from Apple Valley, who's got a rockin' blues band up that way.
Of course, we got the Blues Festival coming up with that the third and fourth. Shy and Fly is going to be on the Saturday. It's going to be Saturday,
She's going to be on at noon.
With her band Stony and the rest of the guys.
Yeah, well, that's going to be awesome.
And I'll be closing out the Golden Groove stage, of course, with Dave Whittle. I mean,
the Blues Cats.
Bridget, well, of course, the Blues Cats and Bridget Pretty Rios.
Right.
And some guys, So that's it, you know, so that's what I have coming up, and that's it.
Oh, excellent. Well, why don't we play some more songs before we move on down the road here?
Well, what do you want to do, Shy?
Let's try to do Red House.
By the way, you guys just take a look at Shy, boy, I'll tell you. Now, you got to come see the show.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Get all this out.
Oh,
not
yeah.
only is she one of the most beautiful women in the world and so much talent, she has charisma and charm.
We have to behave. Mama Shy's in the house.
She's where I get it from.
Oh, okay.
Well, we got Mama Shy in the building.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do Hoochie Coochie.
Yeah, let's do Hoochie Coochie. April Fools.
Everybody knows I'm it. was born for good love and not your seed. Oh, you're $700. Don't you mess with me. You know I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here.
Oh, that is brilliant. Well, you're an adventurous soul. We were talking about New York City during the program here, and you made that trip back there.
Mm-hmm.
You just decided you were going to go to New York just to check out the scene?
Yeah, like I have friends that I met over the years that moved to New York, and my best friend wanted to go and stay and just get away, and then picked up, saved up, and went, you know, for like a week and a half, and it was amazing.
So is that the most adventurous thing you've done?
No.
Well, what would that be, if we may ask on radio with Mama Shy?
That's
in
for another time.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That works. So how do you go, since you don't have a record company, but you're getting gigs, you book your own shows, or do you have somebody that helps you out with that?
No, I do everything. It's weird. I've had other artists ask me to help them and manage them. I was
really?
Like, I can't manage you and book you and play seven nights a week and book all my shows.
Listen,
you know?
Shy, I got to fill you in here now. If they want you to manage them, that's where the money is.
I know.
That's where you can make some big bucks.
I know. But then I won't be able to do what I'm doing now.
Gee, you sound like a corporate suit.
Yeah. No, she sounds not like a corporate suit.
Well,
actually.
No, she doesn't, but you do.
Yeah. I'm just playing the devil's advocate. You
of
know
course.
That.
Yeah.
I know. That's true, though. But I'm a big, I don't want to say geek, but I'm sort of a geek. I like to read a lot on the business. I figure a lot of people don't look at it as a business, but it is a business. So you have to look at it that way. And I took classes in college in commercial music and the business of music, and I'm always staying on top of everything. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of musicians don't make that extra effort. And down the line, they pay dearly, as you probably have heard numerous stories about. So that's
so many stories.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. That's why they call it show business, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about the All-Stars that are playing here at the Blues Festival. You're on the Golden Groove stage at 12 noon on September the 2nd on the at the new Blues Festival. And that's at El Dorado Park, so I can finish that whole thought. And
nicely done, Bob. You always do that so smoothly.
Good job.
This was more of a bulldozer move. Yeah, okay. Anyway, but I wanted to ask about the band. Uh-huh. Tell me about the personnel and the All Stars.
Okay, so Shy But Fly and the All Stars. I'm singing, of course. I have Stoney Gorilla on guitar.
Amazing.
I have
player.
Maria Vega on bass. I have Trevor Erickson on drums. And I have a saxophone player named Castle.
Wow.
So
how'd you hook up with these folks?
Well, we've been playing together a little over a year now.
Wow.
But just on the blues scene, on the music scene, you know, at jams, word of mouth. The saxophone player is the newest addition, and I just saw him playing with a couple of my friends. He's new to Long Beach. And I was like, oh, my God, I want him. Like, I want a saxophone player. And I know his mom. And he was just so happy to jam. Like, we jammed once, and it was a perfect fit. So now he's playing with us.
So you put this band together yourself?
Yes.
All part of the business part of it, right? That is so fantastic.
Yeah, well, that's refreshing in this day
and
age.
It is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should probably talk a little bit about the festival if I can get another plug in
here. You can get another plug
in. One more shameless plug.
Yeah, one more shameless plug.
Okay, well, I really do want to talk about the Golden Groove
Shy
stage.
Shy and I want to know more, don't we, Shy?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
tell us more.
Yes, please. Well, I will. Well, look, on Saturday, September the 2nd, we have a tribute to Felix Flanagan. that's being done by Rockin' Rick and the Roadmasters. And that's a group that's basically these guys grew up in Kansas City, Missouri. They all played around out here. Mike Malone's part of the group. Mark St. John, who played with God, everybody in town.
Yeah, I love him.
You know, and so many good people that are in that. And Felix is part of that. And so they're going to do a little thing with him and invited harp players to come in and do a nice screeching blowdown at the very end of the fest, at the end of their set. So their very first thing we're doing is a tribute to Felix on the Golden Groove stage. And then we have the Nasty Bad Habit coming out of Redondo Beach, who's a great bar band. These guys have been just very great entertainers. And then we have Shy But Fly.
Yay!
You know, and you know we're going to be slayed by her, and followed by the Audio Joe Project and the Traviosos Blues, and I probably messed that one up, but Roy Quick, who just did a show up at the that amphitheater up in Burbank doing a Allman Brothers tribute.
Nice.
People were just talking about him, and I was recently with him and heard him play, and just an amazing player, and he's not even the star of the band. And then the regular guys who are coming in next week here to the show are going to be on the festival, and the Casey Hensley Band from San Diego. Yeah, yeah, they're gonna close out Saturday, so it's gonna be an awesome day. And then on Sunday we have the Clear Lake Professionals, that's Matt Picarell's band, and then the Grandstand Jam Band, that's Styx, and he's all the way up in Burbank and the upper end of the valley, and he has a whole bunch of professional guys that he works with at his jams, and just an amazing room. I was there on Monday and heard some just mind-blowing blues. Then we have the Blind Lemon Peel All-Stars, who we've had here before, and DJ Parker is coming down from Apple Valley, will be on. Michael Mills Band, who we've had in here recently.
That's right.
And then Southside Slim, who played with with Shy today. You know, he's closing out the show with Bridget Rios Purdy. And she's going to do a little set in the middle of his thing, and then we're going to all break away and run over to see Guitar Shorty.
There you go. Well, it sounds like...
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it, Shy?
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
All right. All right. Well, you got all your plugs in, Bob?
Well, I mean, I could go to the other page. No, we'll let that go.
Let that go. Let's let our guests do some plugging.
Can I plug them?
Yeah. You plug whatever you got's coming up. And also let us know where people can find you, either in social media, websites, and if you got a product out there that people can buy, tell us how we can do that. We shamelessly plug everything here. So
You're
on. You saw what Bob did.
Yeah.
He did it so well, though.
Yeah. I know you can do much better than I can.
Because I play every night, or I'm hosting an event every night, the best way to keep up with me is to go to my website, shybutfly.com. That's www.shybutfly.com. And I am a social media addict, so I'm always posting on there as well. So you can find me under anything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, shybutfly, shybutfly. I'm literally playing a show, I think, for the next 2 weeks, except for like 2 days. I think I have a break, a night off or something.
Wow.
yeah, it's a lot.
But, and you're getting paid, I hope.
Yes, of course.
Again,
it's
Bob,
the winding down
show
summer.
Business.
Show business, yes.
Show business. How many people we talk to that they don't understand that part?
No, they don't get it.
I get it. I have this debate with other artists. Sometimes they know this, like, it's therapeutic to them, and they do it for the love, and maybe, you know, they're independently wealthy or something, you know, so they don't care about the business. But I care about the business as well.
But you love the music.
You
love
the art. You got to care about the business.
I love both.
If you want to be success, you got to understand how to play the game.
And totally. Even though you don't have a label or anything, you got any music? Can people get your music anywhere?
I'm working on a CD.
Okay.
If you go to my Reverb Nation page, I have a couple of songs up there, blues, and I also have some of my spoken word pieces on there as well with music behind it.
Sweet.
And I have a book called The Meaning of the Blues that I self-published. It's a book of poetry. Of course, I had to tie in blues in there, you know, because I love the blues.
Right.
And that's available on Amazon and as well as on my website. And it's only like $10 plus shipping and handling.
Well, listen, when you get a CD done, mm-hmm. can we get you to come back in and do another interview and
sure.
we'll talk about the CD and help you sell it?
I would love that. See, that's what I need to push me to get to finishing my CD.
Well, okay, then we'll crack the whip.
Yeah, and,
I need that.
And you know, we're in San Pedro. You're a home girl.
Yeah.
We gotta, you know, you're part of the family now.
Yay.
So get that done, and then we'll bring you back in here, and we'll talk some more. You won't have to play next time. We'll just talk about the CD and play some tracks.
Yeah.
And really appreciate you coming in and performing.
Thank you.
We're going to take our audience out with one more song.
Hey, listen, we had a request from the other room. They wanted to know if you guys could do Red House. Can we do that?
Hey, you know what?
Let's just do it.
Improvise. That's what happens. That's what the blues is all about.
Exactly.
You got to do what you can do.
Yeah.
You understand?
The blues is an invention.
I was on the subway, and Shia said, Slim, could you just stop through the studio? I said, well, give me the map. So I put my queen on the subway, hopped on the subway, downtown L.A. somewhere, and I've been out all on the bus, and I'm here now. So they give her some support. I never played this song before in my life, but I'm going to try now.
Who requested it?
God almighty.
The Watermelon Man.
New Blues Festival's New Blues thank Festival you. Artists, Shy But Fly and Southside Slim, thank you so very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Remember, the more you drink, the better we sound at the show. So make sure you come and get some more. All right? Now, I just tried Belgium Juice Watermelon. I thought it was a drink of soda water. Don't trust Bob.
Thanks for joining us on this edition of LA Radio Sessions. We'd love to hear from you about what you think of the show. You can join the conversation on our Facebook page at facebook.com/LA Radio Sessions or visit laradiosessions.com. Stay tuned. More to come.